So welcome back to our final day of our refuge in Ongdro. And so wonderful to have you all back again. We can dive straight into beginning our practice and settling our body and our mind, cleansing our system, and then cleansing our karma. And then creating mountains of merit, and then dedicating it all for the onward journey. And we like to start everything with a acknowledgement of country, acknowledging and paying respect to the Jagera and Turrbal peoples, the traditional custodians of the land on which Lungri Tungpa Centre resides. Paying our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and seeking to repay the kindness of all mother sentient beings, including those who we are directly benefiting from. And to cleanse our system and get ourselves ready, reflective for today's sessions. First, adjusting your posture and then adjusting our mind. So, for the posture, straightening your spine, making sure that your lower back is supported if you're on a chair, that your hips are higher than your knees if you're sitting on the floor. Imagine a thread of light running from the base of your spine up through your body, coming out the crown of your head, and you're just being supported by this thread of light. All the weight of your body is supported. Your spine naturally adjusts, still keeping its natural curvature, but becoming more aligned, more symmetrical. And because you are supported from your crown, then naturally the rest of your body can just relax. So let your shoulders drop, let any tension roll down along the neck, along the shoulders, and off the tips of the shoulders. Have your hands in the lap with the right palm supported by the left, the thumbs lightly touching. Elbows a little out from the torso. So this is a very self-contained posture, but also the hands representing how our wisdom supports our compassion and skillful means to help others. Then have your head just slightly tilted forward with the chin pulled back, jaw relaxed, slight smile on your lips, and the tongue on the upper palate behind the top teeth. Let your eyes relax, your gaze be just slightly open so some light still comes in, but releasing any tension around the temples, the frown lines, the forehead. Bringing your focus inwards to the breath, just letting the body breathe itself. In your mind's eye, visualize Shakyamuni Buddha right there in the space in front of you, whose entire existence is an antidote to all the sufferings of samsara. Shakyamuni Buddha manifests into light that completely surrounds you, and you inhale that light, the very essence, which is the enlightened qualities of body, speech, and mind. So first breathing out through the left nostril, breathing out all of the afflictive emotions, especially those associated with attachment, releasing all that inner toxicity in the form of all the disgusting things that often our attachment flips over into. And as you breathe out all that sludge and muck, all the pus and blood, it gushes out totally beyond your reach. And as you breathe in that manifested enlightened light. It transmits to your entire system, consecrating and purifying all grasping attachment. So, three long, leisurely breaths out through the left and in through the right. And then swapping the nostrils over, this time breathing out through the right nostril, releasing again all that inner toxicity of the afflictive emotions and states of mind. This time releasing all of the anger and hatred, the inability to bear the destruction of others, all of the impatience. And you release this in the form of all the scary things, snakes and scorpions, and so on. And they also rush out beyond your reach, completely disappear into space. And as you breathe in to that vacuum through the left nostril, you breathe in all the qualities of enlightenment that is surrounding you. It transmits to your whole body, consecrating your system, purifying all hatred and aversion. You breathe in all of those infinite qualities of love, compassion, and patience. So, with the nostrils swapped over, again, three long, leisurely breaths. And then, when you're ready, breathing out through both nostrils. In particular, breathing out all of the obstructing things, all the levels of ignorance, all the obstacles, and expelling these in the form of soot, dark smoke, which just disappears into space. Breathe out all the ignorance and all the karma committed due to ignorance. And as you breathe in that blissful light that illuminates your mind, that clarifies your whole system. So, three long, leisurely breaths through both nostrils. And when you've finished those nine rounds, then again in your own time, another set of nine rounds And as you breathe out the smoke, it begins to get thinner, become more like steam or mist as you breathe out even the very subtle negativities. And as you breathe in the blissful, radiant light, the light of all the enlightened qualities, it consecrates your entire system. It purifies all the afflictive emotions. Your mind becomes naturally clean, clear, returning to its natural state. So again, the nine rounds in your own time. And now your whole system clarified, surrounding you the blissful, radiant light, the clarity of the wisdom realizing emptiness, and within, no different, blissful and clear. And from this clarity, we bring to mind the Dharmakaya wisdom of the Guru. And manifesting from the great Dharmakaya, one's root guru in the form of the great Guru Vajradhara, surrounded by the myriad Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. One's guru embodying all four Buddha bodies. Appearing while empty. And we readjust our motivation with the calling the guru from afar, page 133 of the Gold Prayer Book. Recognizing how this prayer is so very personal and also encompasses all of the main points of the Lamrim. So, reciting calling the Guru from afar. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Magnificently glorious Guru, dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Magnificently glorious Guru, revealing the path of liberation. Magnificently glorious Guru, liberating from the waters of samsara. Magnificently glorious Guru, eliminating the diseases of the five poisons. Magnificently glorious Guru, who is the wish-granting jewel, I beseech you, please bless me. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to remember impermanence and death from my heart. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to generate the thought of no need in my mind. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to abide one-pointedly in practice in isolated places. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to not have any hindrances to my practice. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to realize without error the view of the fundamental nature of reality. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me so that all bad conditions appear as a support. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to accomplish effortlessly the two works of self and others. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me soon, very soon. Please bless me on this very cushion. Please bless me in this very session. May I not arise heresy even for a second in the actions of the glorious Guru. May I regard whatever actions are done as pure. With this devotion, may I receive the blessings of the Guru in my heart. Magnificent and precious Root Guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the realizations of your holy body, speech, and mind. Your Guru is so very pleased with you, smiling at you. Delighted. So delighted that from his heart, an emanation made of light comes across space and melts down into light. This light melting through your crown, coming to rest at your heart. And in that radiance, your mind becomes one with the Guru's holy mind. In one taste of emptiness nature, blessed with the Guru's inspiration. And stirred by your great bodhicitta resolve, you arise into a form to best benefit sentient beings. And becoming aware of Shakyamuni Buddha, our object of refuge, and how Shakyamuni is an object of refuge not just for ourselves, but for all the sentient beings. We take a Mahayana refuge, determining that we ourselves, by doing this practice today, will become a refuge just like Shakyamuni. So refreshing our refuge and bodhicitta, Sangye Chodan Soge Chonam La Chan Chu Badu Dani Kyab Su Chi Tai Ki Chin Soge Pe Sonam Ki Drawla Panji Sangye Drupa Jun Sangye Chodan Soge Chonam La Chan Chupa Du Dani Kyab Su Chi Tai ki jin soi ki pe so nam ki Troi la pan chi san ki tru pa shun I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. Before immeasurables, may all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. and making sure our mind is completely permeated by these four immeasurable attitudes that becomes the main motivating force for our entire day and our entire life. Refreshing our refuge field with more details, becoming aware. I mean, this refuge field is here. We just have to bring our attention to it. This great field of refuge is there to support and guide us all the time, our very best friends. So, made entirely of light to remind us that they are all by nature empty, just as we are, one nature, and yet appearing in all the manifested forms, the various ways to help us in whatever way we need. On this vast, beautiful lotus are five thrones, and the central throne, slightly larger, and seated on this Shakyamuni Buddha, in essence, your guru, with Vajradhara in his heart. On the throne directly in front is your root guru, manifesting as the person of your guru, but young and vibrant, full of energy. Surrounding very closely are all the direct gurus, everyone you've taken teachings from. And they are all facing you and very pleased with your attendance, your attention. On the throne to the left of Buddha is Manjushri Buddha and the lineage, and they're all facing Shakyamuni Buddha. On the throne to the right is Maitreya Buddha and the lineage, also facing the Buddha, and behind Vajradhara Buddha and the lineage. Surrounding them, a vast array of Nirmanakaya aspect Buddhas, the 1,000 Buddhas of this eon, the 35 Buddhas, the 8 medicine Buddhas, all who achieved enlightenment for our sake. The Dharma manifests as piles of texts in front of all of these beings, also made of light. The Sangha refuge arise as the eight great Bodhisattvas, Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara, Vajrapani, as Maitreya, Siddhigarbha, Sava, Nirvana, Vishkamban, Akashagarbha, and Samantabhadra. The solitary realizers with crown pinnacles just like the Buddhas, the hearers with robes and begging bowls, the dharkas and dakinis in dancing posture, the Dharma protectors protecting from the obstacles of small scope, medium scope, and greater scope hindrances. And below, the guardians of the four directions, the elementals, the custodians of the land. And then to invite the entire refuge field to really open our heart and create this unbroken connection so we never forget. We invoke the actual wisdom beings to the space there, right in front of us. My Lord, Sam Chan, Kong Gir, Gong Gyo, The Seven Limb Prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. So, feeling that we really personally prostrate to the entire refuge field, we do our personal activities, no matter how small we feel, because they are here for our benefit. We offer what we have, what we can imagine, all of our qualities, and in particular, our practice. We stop hiding our negativities and lay down the burden. We rejoice in all of their merit for having put in all that work to become enlightened for our benefit and the benefit of others. Just marvel at it. Accept that work that they've done for sentient beings. And also rejoice in the activities of ordinary beings, especially those joining us on this retreat, doing the nongdros, turning their minds to virtue. We make a cry from the heart for them to all remain to continue to teach us, that we want that. We'll attend teachings, that we will apply ourselves and dedicate our entire life, our previous lives, our future lives, and the merit of everybody towards nothing else but enlightenment. And then gathering all of this up, manifesting as a mandala, we offer it.
Sangye jindu mite guru.
So, having done the preliminaries for our practice, then we recite the glance meditation on the Lam Rim, which is from the method to transform a suffering life into happiness, including enlightenment. And think that as we recite this glance meditation on the Lam Rim, all of the realizations in the form of light flow from Shakyamuni Buddha and the entire refuge field. And recognizing all of the stages of our refuge practice within this prayer, and feel that these realizations absorb deeply into us. Essence encompassing all the Buddhas, originator of all the holy Dharma of scripture and realization, principal of all the Aryas intending virtue, in the glorious holy Gurus I take refuge. Please, Gurus, bless my mind to become Dharma, Dharma to become the path, and the path to be without obstacles. Until I achieve Buddhahood, please bless me to be like youthful Nosung and Bodhisattva always crying, by correctly following the virtuous friend with pure thought and action, seeing whatever is done as pure and accomplishing whatever is said and advised. Please bless me to see that this greatly meaningful body with freedoms and richnesses is difficult to find and easily perishes, that action and result are so profound, and that the sufferings of the evil gone transmigratory beings are so difficult to bear. Therefore, please bless me to take refuge from the depths of my heart in the three rare sublime ones, abandon negative karma, and accomplish virtue according to Dharma. Independence upon that, even if I achieve the mere higher rebirth of a deva or human, I will still have to experience suffering endlessly in samsara because of not having abandoned and being under the control of the disturbing thought obscurations. Therefore, please bless me to reflect well upon the way of circling in samsara and to continuously follow day and night the path of the three types of precious trainings, the principal method for becoming free from samsara. Independence upon that, even if I achieve mere liberation, since there is no sentient being of the six types who has not been my father and mother, please bless me to think I must fulfill their purpose and turn away from the lower happiness of nirvana. Then please bless me to generate precious bodhicitta by equalizing and exchanging myself with others, and follow the conduct of the conqueror's sons, the six paramitas, and so forth. Having trained my mind in the common path in that way, I will not be upset even if I have to experience the sufferings of samsara for a long time. However, please bless me to look at sentient beings with extraordinary, unbearable compassion and to enter the quick path of the Vajrayana teachings. Then please bless me to protect my vows and samayas more than my life and to quickly accomplish the unified Vajradhara state in one brief lifetime of this degenerate time. And over the page, the first two verses. May I not give rise to heresy for even a second in regard to the actions of the glorious Guru. May I see whatever actions are done as pure. With this devotion, may I receive the Guru's blessings in my heart. Magnificent and precious root Guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the realizations of your holy body, speech, and mind. So an emanation of Guru Shakyamuni, made of light, comes across space, dissolves into light that melts down through your crown. And this light, the very essence of Guru, absorbs into you your ordinary sense of self dissolves in the wisdom of emptiness. You become one with the Guru's holy body, speech, and mind. You naturally realize the emptiness of the I. You naturally realize all the secrets of the Guru's body, speech, and mind. Recognize this as your true nature. And then, stirred by the power of your bodhicitta motivation, your care, concern, and love for all sentient beings, you arise into a form to best benefit others. either arising as your deity or arising in your Vajra body, a body, the result of dependent arising and virtue, the result of all your merits. And just like in ordinary life, we have our body, but there's a skeleton there inside. We also have our Vajra body there all the time. And so this becomes very apparent to us. It becomes the most apparent. And we do this entire practice with our Vajra body. So on our Vajra tongue arises the syllable R. And this transforms into a moon disc and an om. The moon disc, the subtle manifestation of your bodhicitta. And surrounding the om, the three mantra garlands, the white vowels, the red consonants, and the blue mantra of dependent arising. Light rays from these three mantra garlands spontaneously emanate to all directions of space, and then the light rays come back, hooking back all of the power of speech from all the enlightened beings, the power of speech from beyond samsara. And these mantra garlands become even more radiant. So turning to the speech blessing on page 14, as we recite, the vowels, white, light, and nectar flow through your whole body. Your body becomes radiant and white, every atom radiant and purified of all negative karmas created with your body in this life and all previous rebirths. Om a a i i u u ri ri li li e o o ng a swaha. Om a a i i u u ri ri li li e o o ng a swaha. Om a a i i u u ri ri li li e o o ng a swaha. Then the red mantra garland, the consonants. And as the light and nectar flow from this mantra garland, your whole body becomes energized, radiant, and red. All of the negative karmas collected with your speech in this life and all previous lives is completely purified. Om kaka gaga na, cha 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 na, cha 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 na, cha 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 na, ba 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 ma, yaro lava. Chakasaha sa swaha. Om kaka gaga na, cha 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 na, ta da 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 na, cha 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 na, pa 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 ma, yara lava, chakasaha sa swaha. Om kaka gaga na, cha 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 na, ta da 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 na, cha 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 na, pa 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 ma, yara lava, chakasaha sa swaha. And from the blue mantra garland, the mantra of dependent arising, blue light flows through your whole body. Your body becomes radiant and blue, and all the negative karmas collected with your mind during beginningless rebirths is completely purified. Om ye Dharma hetu prabhava, hetan tekan tatagato, hayavada tekan sayo, niroda, evamvadi maha, shramanaya swaha. Om ye Dharma hetu prabhava, hetan tekan tatagato, hayavada tekan sayo, niroda, evamvadi maha, shramanaya swaha. Om ye Dharma hetu prabhava, hetan tekan tatagato, hayavada tekan sayo, niroda, evamvadi maha, shramanaya swaha. Then this blue mantra grows brighter and brighter, and the light is drawn into the red mantra garland. The red mantra garland growing brighter and brighter, dissolving into light, which is drawn into the white mantra garland, which becomes even more radiant, which in turn dissolves into light, absorbing into the Om into the sliver of moon. And this too dissolves into light, into a white syllable, Ah, red on the inside and white on the outside, which melts into light and nectar that absorb into your tongue. And your tongue becomes of the nature of a Vajra. The power of your speech becomes marvelous. Whatever you recite is multiplied 10 million times. On page 16, the speech dedication prayer. May my tongue have all the courage of the ones gone to bliss. By the power of my glorious words, may all sentient beings be subdued. May all the meanings of whatever words I say be accomplished instantly. Again, refreshing our recognition of the refuge field. And in particular, this time, meditating on the Nirmanakaya refuge, the Nirmanakaya aspect of the Buddha. So the Buddha manifesting in the human realm as a monk, as a ordinary being at first, just to demonstrate that it is possible as a human to become fully awakened, to become free of samsara and become a fully awakened Buddha. So the Buddha manifests as a monk with a monk's staff and a begging bowl. And shows how, with all the conducive conditions, it is possible to become enlightened. And so we too can recognize we have those conducive conditions. There's nothing else we need to buy. There's nothing we need to turn into. We have the same conditions as the Buddha did. If we didn't see it, we wouldn't believe it. So the Buddha manifested as a human in our world to show us it's possible, to really demonstrate it's possible. The Buddha also emanated into the animal realm as a Buddha, holding a text, reading the texts as animals. Well, the karmic cause for being born an animal is stupidity, the inability to express oneself. But the Buddha also manifested as animal, as a dog to help the dogs, the leader of the pack. As birds to help the birds, maybe as an animal that saves you from drowning, even as a pet to save you from suicide. The Buddha also manifested in a form for the hungry ghosts as a Buddha holding a casket filled with all the riches and deliciousness things. Able to assuage that insatiable hunger, able to help with those fundamental addictions and paranoias. The Buddha also manifested in the hell realms as Chenrezig, bearing a conch shell, continuously pouring the nectar of the Dharma, cooling the fires of hell. But not just the lower realms, the upper realms also experience suffering, not necessarily manifest suffering at first, but nevertheless, when the suffering comes, it's even worse. So the Buddha manifested in the demigods, the jealous gods' realms, as a great warrior and mediator. Able to assuage the jealousy, able to resolve conflicts, and for the long life gods who have no suffering of suffering until the very end, that sense of unconscious pride, of natural entitlement that comes when things are good. The Buddha manifested as a divine musician, the beauty winning over the gods, and also, in a subtle and delightful way, teaching the ephemeral nature of existence, teaching impermanence. The Buddha also manifested in various different lives as animals, as a monkey, a hare, and a deer. In the Jataka tales, as the 500 favorable rebirths, and also 500 rebirths in unfavorable realms for the benefit of beings. Manifesting even as inanimate objects, as a bridge, as an open window in a prison, as a wind that holds you up and stops you tipping over the cliff. And as human forms, a child appearing in a snowstorm to show you the way, a king, a beggar, a benefactor. The Buddha even manifested as an electrician at Lungri Tungpa Center when we were in the Newmarket House. A weatherboard house built in the 1930s with only one power point in each room. And we had so many extension cords and power boards and extension cords off those. And one day, A guy from Ireland arrived and came to meditation and wanted to volunteer. And he turned out to be an electrician and he rewired the entire house. And as he did, we noticed that all the power points had scorch marks above them on the wood, that the power boards had melted. He rewired the entire house with many power points in each room. And 10 days later, he was gone back to Ireland. So, manifesting in a Nirmanakaya form to offer very tangible light as well as the Buddha's light. The Buddha has probably manifested in your life as well to help you as a teacher or a doctor or a friend in need. So, with a great appreciation and rejoicing about the many Nirmanakaya forms that we can actually relate to, unknowing how the Buddha is always there helping us every step of the way, we can do our refuge recitations. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya la kyapsu chiwo, Chola kyapsu chiwo, Gendun la kyapsu chiwo. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya la kyapsu chiwo, Chola kyapsu chiwo, Gendun la kyapsu chiwo. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya la kyapsu chiwo, Chola kyapsu chiwo, Gendun la kyapsu chiwo. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya la kyapsu chiwo, Chola kyapsu chiwo, Gendun la kyapsu chiwo. So as we meditate on all of these myriad emanations of the Buddha in Nirmanakaya form to benefit sentient beings. And as we rejoice in each of these lives, each of these manifestations, light and nectar flow from the refuge field, blessing us with a similar ability to be able to benefit sentient beings. So, we too can become the refuge of others. So, we too can become the medium for the Buddhas to act through us for the benefit of others. And so that we ourselves may be pushed by the Buddha's hand to help others. Feel that the light and nectar purify all of our subtle hesitations, our doubts, self-consciousness, our procrastinations, everything that holds us back from helping others. the very root of which is that grasping at an inherent self and then having to protect it or worry about it. And along with that purification, then we receive the blessings and the inspiration of the Buddhas to know exactly what to do in a situation, to be so clean, clear of ego that we can act as a Buddha, perfectly helping others.
Lamala capso chiwa, sangila capso chiwa, chola capso chiwa, kendula capso chiwa. Feel completely under the protection of all the manifestations of the Buddha. Feel all your life force and merits increasing. A pure conduit for all the great works of a Buddha. And then this great refuge field there in the front, the divine picnic. All of our refuge friends arrayed there around us. Slowly begin to dissolve into the light of emptiness. Return to the Dharmakaya. From the outside inwards, the top downwards, the bottom upwards, until everyone absorbs into your root guru, who grows brighter and brighter, gradually growing smaller but clearer, absorbs into the heart of Shakyamuni, still keeping his form. And Shakyamuni Buddha begins to dissolve into light, into the wisdom Dharmakaya. And this light comes across space, melts down through your crown, comes to rest at your heart. Your clear light nature mind and the mind of the Buddha become one. Meditate on the natural, blissful emptiness of your true nature. And then, stirred by your deep bodhicitta attitude, you arise into a form to be able to help others. Even if it's arising as an ordinary body, being very aware of the Vajra body, that pure body that resides there within you, that comes to the fore and manifests as a Buddha or in whatever form needed for sentient beings. And from this Buddha heart of Dharmakaya wisdom, we recite the mantra.
Tayata 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 om mune mune maha munaya swaha. Tayata om mune mune maha Mahamunaya swaha. Tayata om mune mune mahamunaya swaha. Tayata om mune mune mahamunaya swaha.
And the light rays from your Buddha heart reach all the sentient beings. At the tip of each light ray, like fiber optics, are countless miniature Buddhas going out and doing the work for sentient beings. And having accomplished their work, they absorb back into your heart, which becomes even brighter and clearer. Just like breathing. Breathing out those myriad light rays manifesting in whatever form to help sentient beings as Buddhas in all the realms. A personal Buddha for each sentient being. And as you breathe in, the light absorbs back into your heart. Breathe out, helping the sentient beings who become transformed, purified, enlightened, in turn radiating light that you breathe back into your heart. And thus you accomplish the activity of a Buddha, becoming a refuge for all. And so we can continue with the dedications, first with the verses to dedicate our lives to others. So on page 8 of the Method to Transform a Suffering Life into Happiness, including Enlightenment, halfway down page 8, determined to obtain the greatest possible benefit from all sentient beings who are more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel, I shall hold them most dear at all times. May I become like a wish-granting jewel, fulfilling all the wishes, and like a wish-granting tree, fulfilling all the hopes of transmigratory beings. For the sake of accomplishing the two purposes of all sentient beings, without any sense of loss or concern, I give away my body, and likewise my enjoyments, such as food and clothing, and even all my virtues accumulated over the three times. By abandoning attachment and giving everything away, I will pass beyond sorrow, and my mind will achieve the non-abiding sorrowless state, the state of omniscience. Since I'll have to give up everything all at once when I die, it's best for me to give it away to sentient beings because Buddhahood is attained in that way. As I've already given this body, an impure aggregate, to all beings to use for their pleasure, even if they always kill me, criticize me, beat me and so forth, I'll let them do whatever they like. From now on, whether they play games with my body or make it an object of laughter by ridiculing and making fun of it to hurt me, since I've already given this body of mine to sentient beings, why would I resist by protecting it and so forth? I will also use it to do any virtuous action that doesn't harm and that benefits others. Whenever any sentient being encounters me, may it never be meaningless for them and always be meaningful. Whenever someone has an angry or devotional thought arise just by looking at me, may that attitude alone become a cause that always accomplishes all the temporary and ultimate purposes of that being. Whenever others criticize me with their speech, harm me with their bodies, or likewise insult me behind my back, may all of them have the fortune to achieve great enlightenment. May I be a savior for those who lack a savior, a guide for all those beings who enter a road, a boat, a ship, and a bridge for those who want to cross the water. May I be an island for those who seek the safe shore of an island, a light for those who want a light, bedding for those who wish for bedding, and for all beings who desire a servant, may I become a servant of them all. May I be a wish-granting jewel and a wish-fulfilling vase, giving rise to whatever is desired, such as food and clothing, powerful mantra, accomplishing the actions of pacification, increase, and so forth. Great medicine curing every sickness, a wish-fulfilling tree satisfying every need, and a wish-granting cow for all beings. Like the four great elements, the earth and so forth, and like the sky, may I always be a means of living in every way for the innumerable sentient beings. Likewise, may I be a means of living at all times and in all ways for the realms of sentient beings, equaling the extent of space, until they all attain the sorrowless state. As long as space remains, as long as transmigratory beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the suffering of transmigratory beings. And the dedication prayers. Cham chua sim chua rinpo che ma kia pa nang kia gyu chi kia wa nyam pa me pa ya gon e gon do pa wa shoy ton yi ta wa rinpo che ma kia pa nang kia gyu chi kia wa nyam pa me pa ya gon e gon do pa wa shoy rim yi to pa rinpo che ma kia pa nam kia gyu chi kia wa nyam pa me pa ya gon e gon do pa wa shoy. For His Holiness's long life. Jite kam dir pendel ma lupa. Gan le jo we sang pe yi jin ho ka dri so me ten zin kya so la so wa tip so tu je lon dro sho. And for the swift recognition of Rinpoche. Yon so zo pe to ten rem poi che che dan dro pe zin chim po wa la nam ya mi jon zo pe go cha che so me je so la ma so wa de. And for all of our precious gurus. Jetsun lame akute rabten chin nam kai trin le cho cho ge pa dang lo san tempe tro me sa son gi tro we mo sel ta tu ne gyo chi.